You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is DJ Hoedy.
And Alex.
And welcome to Don't Assume My Genre, Season 4, Episode 7. Yeah.
Yeah.
Our theme, I don't know if you guys remember, but about 2 weeks ago we did, at the suggestion of our pal Mike, we did an episode with songs by handsome men. So we figured, because hashtag equality, that we should do one with an episode with songs by attractive women.
Thanks for the idea, Mike, even though this one wasn't entirely yours.
Yeah, you still served as inspiration. So our first song is by some band I may have played at least maybe once or twice on this show.
Hey, Joe, would you say it's your pick of the week?
Yes, here's my Paramore pick of the week. It's called Playing God, and I think we can all agree Hayley Williams is attractive, so let's get on with it. And that was Playing God by Paramore.
Our next song is No Mercy by Pivris, also known as Paris. And yeah, the singer, she's a pretty attractive female, I would say. I think Joe would agree.
I don't remember what she looked like, but I think you showed me a picture and I agree that she was attractive.
She's very goth looking.
She's goth. She's not a poser or a prep.
No, she's goth.
That's cool.
Enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
That was No Mercy by Pivris.
And now our next song's an absolute banger. We got 22 by Taylor Swift. There's not much I can say to describe this song, you know, it is what it is. Probably her best song. Let's get on with it.
Yeah, we're happy, free, confused, and lonely at the same time.
That was 22 by T-Swizzle.
Our next song is Never Say Die by Traverses.
Die.
You monster. That was Never Say Die by Traverses.
Our next song is Long Live the Kids by We Are the In Crowd, band that is on hiatus, unfortunately, but their lead singer, Tate Jardine, pretty attractive, I would say.
Indeed.
Yeah, and I'm a big fan of theirs. This is the opening track from my favorite album of theirs, Weird Kids, so hope you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
that was Long Live the Kids by We Are the In Crowd.
Next song is Bridges by Broods, and that's a little bit of alliteration for all you folks.
Neat.
Give you a minute. When you needed an hour, just to push it aside. Instead of leaving behind you, if anyone that I said could have made you forget, I'd have given you them all. But it was all in your head. Now I'm burning all the bridges now, watching it go up in flames. No way to build it up again. Now I'm burning all the bridges now, 'cause it was sink or swim when I went down, down, down. Now I'm burning all the bridges.
And that was Bridges by Broods.
The next song is I Know What You Did Last Summer by, it's a duet by Shawn Mendes and probably, in my opinion, the most attractive female that we're playing, Camila Cabello. I was originally going to play Havana, which is by Camila Cabello, but I changed it to a song by someone else than her because that song is just awful.
Hey Joe, what did you do last summer?
What did I do last summer? I visited you.
Oh yeah, you did. We got some Thai food.
We did. Good times.
Yeah.
All right, enjoy.
Tell me where you've been. I know what you did last summer. Look me in the eye. seem to let you go, can't seem to hold you close. I know when she looks me in the eyes, they don't seem as bright. No more, no more. I know she loved me every time, but I promised her that night. Cross my heart, no, to die. Stab me apart. She's slipping away. Hanging on to all the words she used to say. The picture's on her phone. She's not coming home. Oh, nah, 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 yeah. I know what you did last summer. Just lie to me, there's no other. I know what you did last summer. Tell me where you've been. I know what you did last summer. Look me in the eyes, my love. I know what you did last summer. Tell me where you've been. I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know,
no, no.
Can't seem to let you go, can't seem to keep close.
Only close.
Can't seem to let you go, can't seem to keep you,
you
close.
You know I didn't mean it though.
Tell me where you've been lately, tell me where you've been lately.
Just hold me close.
Tell me where you've been lately, tell me where you've been lately.
Don't, don't let me go.
Can't seem to keep you close, can't seem to let you go.
That was I Know What You Did Last Summer by Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
Our next song is Cliff's Edge by Hayley Kiyoko, a song about girls.
Whatever, I'm not gonna let them.
that was Cliff's Edge by Hayley Kiyoko.
Our next song is Head Above Water by Avril Lavigne, who...
Don't you mean her lookalike?
Who is relatively attractive, despite being married to the guy from Nickelback
despite
at some point.
Despite being dead.
Better than being married to the guy from Nickelback.
That's true.
Anyway, this is her new song that she just released called Head Above Water. I think I listened to it once when it came out. And I don't really remember it, but it is clean. Maybe I'll like it more this time. Let's find out. And that was Head Above Water by Avril Lavigne.
Not a bad song at all. No. Our next song is Toxic by Britney Spears, who used to be extremely attractive.
Yeah, definitely not anymore. Well, I mean, since she's gotten her life back together, she's okay.
Yes.
for someone her age, she's not bad.
Yeah, for sure.
But like, early 2000s, she was quite attractive. Like, pre-shaving her head.
Can't you see? I'm calling a guy like
That was Toxic by Britney Spears, and I apologize to all of you who were not able to hear Joe's beautiful singing.
Yeah. Rest in peace to all the African kids who tried to find food, but they could only find food that was toxic, and they died. All 9 million of them.
Big oof.
Sad times. So, you can see where the good goes at goodgoes.org, though. Anyways, here's a song by one of the more attractive women in the world. It's Selena Gomez and the Scene with Kiss and Tell. Enjoy. Kiss and Tell by Selena Gomez and the Scene.
That actually made a really weird effect because I think the speakers are relaying our voices. Do it again, Joe.
The Scene.
You hear it?
That was pretty cool. I heard it.
Alright. Next song is Potential Breakup Song by Ali and AJ, which for some reason I was obsessed with this song in fourth grade, even though I could not relate to it in the slightest being a fourth grader. Enjoy.
Birthday. I played along, I played along, I played along, a ride of mine.
And that was a potential breakup song by Ali and AJ.
Our next song is Scars to Your Beautiful by Alessia Cara. And I can't play this song without making note of the fact that we saw this performed live.
Yeah.
We have to say that every time we play a song that we saw performed live.
We do. We also played her last week, so.
Yeah, but.
Enjoy 2 weeks in a row of Alessia Cara. Yeah. We probably won't play her ever again.
Probably not.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining deeper than the eyes can find it. Maybe we are made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away. Cause cover girls don't cry after the face is made. But there's a
that was Scars to Your Beautiful by Alessia Cara.
Alright, we got one more song.
Which means Alessia Feast.
We got one more song for you guys. It's Boys by Charlie XCX. It's a song.
About boys. Yeah.
I was busy thinking about boys. Thinking about boys. I need them bad boy to do me right on a Friday, and I need that go on to wake me up on a Sunday. That one from work can come over on Monday night. I want them all, I want them all. And when they finally leave me, I'm all alone, but
I wish I had a better excuse, like I had to trash the hotel lobby. But I was busy thinking about boys.
Okay, that was Boys. Wait, no, it's your song.
Yeah, that was Boys by Charlie XCX.
Yeah.
Joe, are you busy thinking about boys?
All the time, Alex. God. I guess that's it.
Yeah, that was the last song.
All right. So you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, is Pennsylvania. This has been Don't Assume My Genre with DJ Hoey D.
And Alex.
Yeah, see you next week, same time, same place. Goodbye.
Bye.